Hello and welcome to Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bix is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is going to be Pee Wee Russell. We discussed in the Bixography Forum the question of the clarinet player, the solo in Crying All Day by Frank Trombauer, and it is clearly Pee Wee Russell who takes the solo, but one contributor who argued that it could have been Don Murray. Well, since we discussed Pee Wee, I thought I would devote today's program to Pee Wee Russell. First, let me read a bit of his biography from Who's Who of Jazz by John Chilton. Pee Wee was born in Maplewood, Missouri on March 27, 1906. That makes it about or almost exactly 3 years younger than Bix. He died in Alexandria, Virginia on February 15, 1969. Now I'm going to read. During early childhood, moved with his family from St. Louis to Muskogee, Oklahoma, where he attended Central High School, took lessons on violin, piano, and drums, then studied clarinet with Charlie Merrill. First jazz inspiration was Alcide Nunez. Did gigs with the Perkins Brothers Band near Muskogee, later worked briefly on an Arkansas riverboat with a Deep River Jazz Band. Family moved back to St. Louis in 1920, and Pee Wee enrolled at Western Military Academy in Alton, Illinois. He was there for about a year. Later, he attended the University of Missouri, but spent most of his time playing aboard the riverboats. About this time, played some dates with Herbert Burger's St. Louis Club Orchestra. Further clarinet studies with Tony Sarli of the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra, toured with the Allen Brothers' 10th show in 1922 before rejoining Herbert Berger in Juarez, Mexico in 1923, later worked with Floyd Robinson's band in El Paso, Texas, then Kelly's Bad Boys 1924. Back in St. Louis, Pee Wee worked again with Herbert Berger, making his record debut with Berger in November of 24, also brief spells with Gene Rodemich, Joe Gill, Ray Ludwig, and Joe Johnson. In late 25, he worked in Hank Trumbauer's band with Bix Beiderbecke at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis. In the summer of 26, worked with Trumbauer and Beiderbecke in a Gene Golcat band resident at Hudson Lake. Early in 27, Pee Wee went to New York to join Red Nichols, worked with Nichols on many occasions during the late 20s and early 30s, and also took part in many pickup recording groups, worked on soprano, alto, tenor saxes, and bass clarinet with several band leaders, including Paul Speck, Cass Hagen, Don Voorhees, Austin Willie, Ben Pollack, etc. Well, let's get started with the music. I may read some more about Pee Wee's career in the 1930s. I picked up in the university a discography of Pee Wee Russell. It's entitled Pee Wee Speaks, a discography of Pee Wee Russell by Robert Hilbert in collaboration with David Niven. This is part of the Studies in Jazz. This is number 13, Scarecrow Press, 1992. Apparently the first recording, as I mentioned before, of Pee Wee Russell was in November of 1924 with Herbert Berger's Coronado Hotel Orchestra, but the two cuts made that day were not issued. So the first issued recording of Pee Wee Russell are with Red Nichols and his Five Pennies. This is August 15, 1927, the morning session, with Red Nichols on cornet, Leo McConville and Manny Klein on trumpet, Miff Moll on trombone, Pee Wee Russell clarinet, Lenny Hayton piano, Dick McDonough guitar, Adrian Rollini bass sax, Vic Burton drums and harpophone. And the two cuts that they recorded the morning of August 15th were Riverboat Shuffle and Eccentric. Of course, Riverboat Shuffle had been recorded by Bix earlier in 1924 with the Wolverines. Eccentric is a very nice song. I like it very much. So let's listen then to Pee Wee Russell with the Red Nichols and many more than Five Pennies in 1927.
Thank you.
Those guys can really swing. And did you dig the long, beautiful solo by Pee Wee Russell in Riverboat Shuffle? And all the solos by all these talented musicians, Miff Mall, Adrian Rollini, really great stuff. Okay, now I'll move on to September 1st, 1927. This is a recording session of Miff Mall and his Little Maulers. The Little Maulers are Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Mall on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet and tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Dick McDonough on banjo, Adrian Rollini on bass and saxophone, and Joe Tardo on tuba, Vic Burton on drums. So here we have a guitar and a banjo, and we have two bass instruments, Rollini on the bass saxophone and Tardo on tuba. Well, the two cuts that I want to play from this recording session are Honolulu Blues and The New Twister. So let's listen then to Pee Wee Russell with Miff Mall and his Little Maulers in 1927.
Thank you.
was a great bass saxophone solo there by Adrian Rollini, and a great clarinet solo by, I think, Pee Wee Russell. But the discographies are something else. I didn't hear a tuba in that recording. So I took a look at the latest book, the latest discography of Eddie Lang by Ray Mitchell, and he doesn't give a tuba in there. He gives Red Nichols on cornet, Miff Moore on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on tenor sax, clarinet, and Fud Livingston on tenor sax. Whereas the discography from Hilton doesn't include Fud Livingston. And there's Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Vic Burton on drums. So there are two differences between these two discographies. No tuba by Joe Tardo, according to the Lang discography. And Fud Livingston on tenor sax, whereas in the Pee Wee Russell discography, there is Joe Tardo on tuba, and Fud Livingston is not present. Well, what do you think Brian Rust gives? I had to go and get the book. Let's see, this is September 1st, 1927. Red Nichols on trumpet, Miff Moore on trombone, Fud Livingston on clarinet and tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Dick McDonough on banjo, Eddie Lang on guitar, Vic Burton on drums. So, Rust does not include Tardo, and he doesn't have Pee Wee Russell in there. But I hear him very clearly in that solo in the new Twister. Well, this is what I've been complaining about in the mixography forum, how imprecise discographies are and how many different versions you will get depending on who you read. Let me jump a couple of years now and go up to November 14th, 1929. Then I'll go back to some earlier recordings. This is the Mount City Blue Blowers with Red McKenzie on comb, Glenn Miller on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxophone, Eddie Condon on banjo, Jack Bland on guitar, Al Morgan on bass, and Gene Krupa on drums. And the two selections that I want to play are Hello Lola and 1 Hour. Here is another example of a recording with both a guitar as well as a banjo. So let's listen then to Pee Wee Russell with the Mount City Blue Blowers in 1929. Thank you. Now we come to the recording that was the origin of this program. This is Crying All Day, recorded by Frankie Trombauer and his orchestra on October 25th, 1927. Vix Beiderbecke on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet alto, Frank Trombauer on C melody, Don Murray on baritone sax or clarinet, Joe Venuti on violin, Frank Signorelli on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Adrian Rollini on bass sax, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. And we'll follow that with the recording from the same session, and that's A Good Man Is Hard to Find. We had a long discussion about that, whether the clarinet solo was one person or two persons. Most people think it's Don Murray. I think it's Pee Wee Russell. So let's listen then to the only two recordings that Pee Wee Russell made with Bix, the Frankie Trombauer Orchestra in 1927.
Yeah.
course, we know that Big Spiderbeck liked Debussy very much, and perhaps his piano compositions bear some influence of Debussy. But what about that Giovenuti? Did you hear, following the introduction by Trombauer, a little bit of an interpolation of Debussy by Giovenuti? And he has that in so many of his recordings. All right, now let's continue with Pee Wee Russell. Now I want to pair Pee Wee Russell with Irving Mills and his Hotsy Totsy Gang. This is September 20, 1929. Manny Klein and Leo McConville on trumpet, Miff Moore on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Arnold Brillhart on clarinet, alto sax, Pee Wee Russell on clarinet, tenor sax, Hoagy Carmichael on piano and celeste, as well as vocal, Joe Tardo on brass bass, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. And the two selections that I want to play are March of the Hoodlums and the immortal composition by Hoagy Carmichael, Stardust. So here are Irving Mills and the members of his Hotsy Totsy Gang, including Pee Wee Russell, in 1929. Thank you. That's a magnificent song. Okay, we have come to the end of the segment on Pee Wee Russell. Now, I'd like to turn to the modern musicians, and this will be from a CD entitled The Big Spiderbeck Era by the New York All Stars. And the stars are Randy Sankey on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Ken Peplowski on clarinet, Scott Robinson on saxophone, Mark Shane on piano, Marty Gross on guitar, Link Milliman on bass, and Dave Ratzajak on drums. This is a Nagel Heyer CD. Let me see. It was produced in 1993, and the track that I want to play is Changes. So let's listen to Randy Sankey and his New York All Stars in 1993.
Changes, changes, that's all he can play. Strangest changes, he plays them all day. So sweet, so I repeat. Changes, changes, just hear what I say. He plays those beautiful changes in different keys. Beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's messing around most any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain? That's it, there it goes again. Why, there's so many babies that he can't squeeze, but he's always changing those keys. First, changing to B, changing to D, changing to E, as easy as the weatherman. Folks getting kind of cool, getting kind of hot. Listen, I forgot, since he was a tot, he's been the talk of Dixieland. Changes in different keys. Beautiful changes and harmonies. He starts in C and changes to D. He's messing around most any old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain? That's it, there it goes again.
Why, there's so many babies that he can squeeze,
but he's always changing. He's rearranging. He's always changing those keys.
I had forgotten that that recording of Changes had only Marty Gross on vocal and on guitar without any orchestral accompaniment. It was nice anyway. Well, let's get back to Bix now.
Thank you.
come to the end of today's edition of Bixies Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.